Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
Welcome to Dare to Dream, where the extraordinary isn't fiction. It's the conversation. Today on Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger, Kirsty Lauren is here. She's a multidimensional healer, walk-in soul, and light language channel. And she reveals the groundbreaking Thera healing system, how it clears hidden energies at the root, and why it matters for your health, for your soul path, and humanity's ascension. So stay with us because you're going to experience a powerful light language activation designed to harmonize your being and to unlock new levels of freedom and alignment. And if you'd like to learn more about her, go to her name, kirstielauren.com. It's kirstielauren.com. And I welcome Kirsty to the Dare to Dream show. How are you? So good to have you.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
You are wonderful. how's your art going, by the way?
I'm in the middle of painting something actually right now. It's going beautifully. I feel like that's how you saw me on the cruise. I was always painting.
You were. And I love that you unveiled it at the end and said, look what I've been doing the past week. And it was just amazing. It was clear you had totally immersed yourself and deep dived into that creation. So beautiful.
Yeah. I think you were one of the first people that I showed it to. And I kept getting messages. It was like later when I was like, go paint. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go paint. I don't understand, but sure, I'm going to paint. And then it turned into, yeah, it's really beautiful.
Yeah. Good for you for listening to the call. That's so important. People get feelings, intuitions, urges, and sometimes they mindfully go, why, how, when would I do things like that? And before you know it, that's gone away. But to actually spontaneously just go, sure, I'm in, following energy. That's a very powerful way to live your life. I think you live a lot of your life that way.
Thank you. It's what I've been told is the art is super important right now for people for being creative, and the light technology that's coming through. Just in what I've been learning with the way I paint as well, it's such a powerful activation for those that are working in that creative space. And so the people that have viewed my art particularly, you know, some people have said that they were instantly on an Arcturian ship or they got messages just by looking at the painting. So it really activates and upgrades. And so I'm in the middle of a second one right now.
Yeah. So that's what you do, whether mm-hmm. it's through art or through healing, you've got this Thera, not Theta. I want everybody to be clear. It's not a T, it's an R as in mm-hmm. Ralph, Thera. Healing. So why do you say Thera healing is unlike any other system there is on earth?
So this one was brought in from the Arcturian and Sirian elders, and it's something that it's new to the planet, but it's not new to the multiverse. So it's a healing modality that has, you know, it's in Arcturus. And it's a radical and wave healing modality that works with the frequency 1313 hertz. It's attuned with the practitioner, and it cuts through so much in one session. So I originally started into energy healing through Reiki. That was mm-hmm. where I initially started. And Reiki is its own thing. I was told that I've done this in many lifetimes. And it's something that I also learned in my own experience, because I can see a lot. And it was my path to go through certain things to clear certain dis-eases and learn. And I realized what was happening with this particular healing modality is it was getting to the root of many different systems. So it's working with the shadow side. It's going deep into that. Now, that's something that I realized where everybody's working on their shadow, but it's also mitigating any future timelines where, say, off-worldly beings are trying to take our energy. Or one of the biggest things that it does is it closes and eradicates portals. And so if you think about if we have any lower vibrational energy in our body, usually that either started from some sort of emotion, like way back perhaps, that wasn't able to release, or perhaps it came from a parasitical being, which many people realize, or many people think that it's maybe in third world countries, parasitical beings, but it's a lot in our food system, in our water, and it goes unnoticed for a lot of people. And so this healing modality with 1 to 3 sessions clears and closes thousands, perhaps millions of portals, and it works continuously going forward for your highest alignment, because there's so much that's happening in our environment right now. You know, just in case of in our world, like think of all like the heavy metals and everything in our atmosphere that's kind of coming through. And the other thing that it does, it just works and upgrades your system. What I was told was 85% of cancer is caused by parasitical beings.
I've heard that quite a bit. That is out there. Mm-hmm. I would think most diseases, actually, what we have in our food, our water, the chemicals, everything we use in our environment, on our grasses, even what we feed our dogs, it's incredible. I mean, if we're not naturally upgrading our bodies, we're in trouble. And when I hear you saying this, Kirsty, it sounds like you're rewriting someone's human computer system. Here's the update. Taking out the viruses, here's the update. But it's not a one and done. It sounds like this keeps going. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. And what I learned, and I actually just saw an excerpt from, you know, the Starseed Conference. When we were at the Starseed Conference, one of the questions was asking about portals. Mm-hmm. And the answer I gave was, we are just beginning to scratch the surface on what portals really are, because anything where there's a lower frequency energy coming through, there's some sort of portal that's happening, where it could be caused by, again, a parasitical being, which is more times than not happening. And this is a way where we can completely close and eradicate. And there's other ways to do it, like there's sound healing, there's so many different types of healing modalities. There's working in meditation, but the TheraHealing is one that it does it very efficiently, and it gets to the root of a lot of these issues. So I can feel it when I'm working on someone. I can do it remotely, so in person or remote, but when someone's feeling it, it's like, it's kind of like an updated osteopath. You can feel like tingles or heat or cooling. It's very different and it's very neat. I'm really excited about it because it does so much in a short period of time.
Hmm. This is exactly what we need right now. I do think this is the medicine of the future, without a doubt. You know, like or maybe it'll be in harmony with med beds when we're finally allowed access to that. So that's exciting. And I'm curious about where shamanism comes in for you, because I'm a certified shamanic healer. So I deeply resonate with that. I am on that path. My path specifically is shamanism and galactic married together. So where is that path for you? How did shamanism come in? Who did you work with? Modalities, all of that.
So for me, it was a re-remembrance, a very big re-remembrance when I was particularly in Mexico. I really, really grounded in. I've worked with different healers as well, but it was almost a period because I went very, very high up, you know, with the galactic and learned a lot about that. I didn't realize right away, but I realized that I'm a walk-in soul. And so a lot of my, like I've had previous lifetimes where it's like I'm getting these downloads. And so that is also something that comes through in my healing sessions. People say, who are clairvoyant, they say that they see me as a shaman and writing codes and doing different things. So the Hopi came quite strongly when I was in Mexico and really, really grounding into the earth with the rainbow race and really just learning about that. And a lot of stuff that I have also found out was I would be guided to go take a certain course. So I'd be doing something. So this would be, say, Kundalini as an example. I'd be working and doing these different mudras, channeling these different mudras and doing a whole bunch of different things. And then I'd be guided to go take a Kundalini training. And then I realized that what they were training was everything that I was doing. So I was already incorporating a previous life that I had in India where I was doing that. And so it's always just kind of funny having this re-remembrance, but then bringing it back down into like the 3D. You know what I mean? Did that happen with you as well?
That's a good question. No, I was doing ayahuasca. I was doing a lot of it. I was on a big plant medicine journey because I received the call from Grandmother Ayahuasca from the plants. And I was completely not on that path. Deeply spiritual person. However, I did media for a living. I was a book writing coach. I helped get people booked on podcasts. I helped take people to international best-selling book, those kind of things. That was my wheelhouse. And during a time in Costa Rica with four back-to-back nights of Aya, many things happen, of course, very transcendent, very profound, and huge trauma healing. And on top of it, the divine started coming to me every night and saying, Debbie, you're a shaman, you're a healer, you're a priestess. I knew she was divine. I knew she was source, but I didn't understand that. I had no context and it made no sense in my world. So I argued for my limitations. And then she wouldn't stop. Every night she came and she kept showing me different aspects. When I returned, I mean, there's so much to the story, but when I returned to the US, somebody gifted me with a session and a couple of sessions, said, let's find out what's going on. And I regressed and saw myself as a male shaman. And I saw myself as a galactic being, priestess of her people, leader of her people, definitely not from here. Didn't look like anyone who would be from here. So that also opened me up to extraterrestrial information. And because I didn't get it, like, I'm a researcher, I'm a journalist. And I thought, what do I do with this? Why would the divine keep coming and saying this to me? So I decided to enroll in programs with some of the greatest shamans in the world, not from this country, and also worked with a shaman in my town and many, many, many years of this deep dive. So I went in for the info, but it completely changed me. And as far as when you talk about this re-remembrance, 1,000%, you know, pre- ayahuasca experience, the specific one in Costa Rica, I would have never connected those dots. But post and certainly now, the resonance to the indigenous and to the shamanic practice and way of life and of being, many past lives, this planet and others. And it is deeply in my soul, including a very profound relationship with Mother Earth. So I do understand what you're talking about, and that something occurs and you're like, oh, this has been in my soul's wheelhouse so much. And for me, it was a gratitude. Thank you for bringing me back here. Thank you for reminding me. Thank you for putting me back on that path.
Mm-hmm. That's where the medicine is outside, like with the trees. When I don't get enough of it. It almost like I'm being dragged outside. Do you feel that? Like when you need to go outside more?
Yeah, I had my office position, so I can only see the wildlife because we have a lot of birds here and the landing of the wildlife. We've got quachuma cactus outside and bird feeders. It's quite beautiful outside the window. So even if I was working, I have to see the light, the outside, the nature. And yes, I love trees. I've sung to trees before because I realize trees give us so much. And trees have said, oh, humans, they'll walk right past us and they don't even stop and recognize who we are and all this mycelium and how we communicate. So I've sat in the middle of a grove of trees and just sung to them, sung to the river and connected and given back. I feel like that's important.
Mm-hmm. I was literally just doing that earlier, singing to the trees. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, there we go.
It's very special, and you can learn a lot from the trees for everybody that's listening. There are so many keys with the trees and with nature.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of beings on other planets, because I interview so many channelers of extraterrestrials, you know, the Yahiel in particular will say, yes, we put our hand on a tree and it will tell us its whole life story. And then it will ask us, what's your life story? Sometimes the Yahiel falls so in love with a tree, they'll ask if it's okay, can I bring a piece of you back to my planet? Because I'd like you to grow there too. Or maybe I'll hybridize you with another plant, a tree that grows on my planet. And so often they have not, we're not, they're not just hybrid ETs and humans, but there's also hybrid flora and fauna growing on these planets, which I think is fascinating. So tell me about this, because you've said now a couple of times, walk in soul. I don't know why, I'm just getting this feeling like your experience of that is different than most people who use those words. So for you, Kirsty, share what that means, how it shaped your mission here.
So what I've been told about a walk in soul is, and it was funny because when I do my social media posts, I usually, you know, every social media post that I do, I write and it's channeled and it's the message that wants to come through. And I say to the universe, like, if I need to know something specific, like show me in three different ways somehow, like could be someone talks, could be I see a message on like my phone, social media or something. So I wrote a post that was talking about walk-in souls, very specific. And this is the message was, It's when a soul is unequipped to continue its mission, it goes under council review. And that's when it decides to stay or go. And it doesn't usually just go. What happens quite a bit if someone's had, this happens quite a bit if there's been a breakdown, like a loss of a family member, breakdown of a marriage, a job, any aspect where it's just a lot. And usually what happens is the walk-in soul, like a more advanced soul, comes in, kind of stabilizes what's going on, and then brings them back to a more harmonized way, and then they'll go. So 1-2% of walk-ins will stay completely. So in this case, this was approximately 4.5 years ago with me, my whole entire life, complete, like every aspect of it. Actually it was more than 4.5 years, but this was when like the approximate date was, fell apart in everything that I thought I knew. It was a very different world. It was very like climb the corporate ladder, you know, have the perfect everything on paper, but there was something missing. There was like those nagging little thoughts like, okay, is this what it is? And then all of a sudden, like after not listening to those thoughts, the rug got pulled out in all areas. And it was something that what that particular soul had signed up for, it was such a struggle that ended up happening where a more advanced soul came in And it was something that kind of happened over time, like all my memories of a lot more. Like, I remember it was around that time where I saw this Lumerian being. There's an oracle deck called Beyond Lemuria, and it was exactly the same being at the end of my bed. And I had no idea what this was, but it was the most intense, loving feeling. And everything kind of just unfolded with that, like with my clairvoyance and with my knowing, lots of knowing. But it just wasn't in the path for the old soul to be. And so my mission got upgraded quite significantly. And then this is where kind of all the somatic, shamanic healing, learning Reiki, channeling the Arcturian Syrian elders are what I mostly channel. But for some, this happens quite quickly. So for some, it happens instantly. They don't even remember that they were like vegetarian the day before. They don't have any memories whatsoever. And so when it happened around this time where I wrote the post, before I even posted the post, I was just about to post the post, I had two separate people message me to do a healing session, and they told me they were walk-ins. So right around that same time, that was my message, three things. So I did the post, and I had two people talking about walk-ins, where then I asked, okay, am I a walk-in? And then people that like have known me for a while in this space, they wanted to see like an older photo of me, someone who like actually
done that with you, by the way.
Did you?
I've seen you with blonde hair. I'm trying to remember the different incarnations, and I've seen information about marketing regarding you. So I have actually done that, a little bit of a Kirstie deep dive, which is really interesting.
Yeah. So it was funny because my passport is like a 10-year passport that's literally just expiring. And I had it, and I was showing Flo, and he was like, I don't feel you there. Like, he's like, that's not you. And I was like, no, it's not. And so when I'm showing, like, so if I would show you, you would have been like even on my profile in my Facebook, there's like that one older, you probably would have been like, that I don't recognize, because you don't feel, like you can feel, right? It's like a different, yeah. So that's it in a nutshell. The other thing that I can share is, you know, a well-known walk-in soul is Eckhart Tolle. He has a story on that he's shared. But I think, what was the story? And you kind of need to dive into it a little bit more, but it happened for him so quickly that he actually stayed on a park bench, like just in awe that he was in a body, that he was so happy, and his name was something different, and he changed his name. So he just,
that makes
like
a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's people who are geniuses. Like right now I'm doing this incredible deep dive into the gene keys, G-E-N-E keys, like genetic keys. And it was written, created, downloaded by Richard Rudd. That man is a genius. I'm just reading my stuff, it's so edifying. It's not like numerology, it's not like astrology, but I'm receiving right now at this moment in my life, I'm receiving exactly what I need to know about my shadow. And but what needs to be transcended in my shadow in order for me to be the city, the best, the not the wound, but the strength of who I came here to be. It's genius. So I think, you know, these people who have these incredible uptakes out of nowhere, and you're right, it's usually precipitated by some kind of trauma. Something happens, or there's an accident, or... But married to that, their souls like, either I'm not cool here anymore, I don't want to do this anymore, or I'm not sure where else to go. I feel like, you know, I'm young enough or whatever age did that, whatever. You get it. I'm complete. And it is amazing. I'm wondering how difficult it was for you, because I have heard there are some walk-ins, not all, but some who went WTF. Like, they don't recognize people, they don't recognize their job, their clothes, there's this huge disconnect, and there isn't always the marriage of who I was to help them transition. How was that for you?
It was a slower, kind of gradual experience. However, because I was living in Thailand for a while, when I came back and I was visiting my mom, and she's got these big photos of when I was younger, like kind of all throughout the house, and I would be looking, and at that moment I realized, like, I was there for the medicine to integrate, because I realized, I'm like, whoa, I feel like, you know, this place where I live doesn't feel like home. I don't recognize, like, it was kind of, I had those moments, but I had to go through them. And also with walk-in souls, they really need to ground. Like because for the first bit, they just need to really anchor into the earth. So that was also part of my mission, really anchoring in with, like, going deep with the somatic healing, shamanic healing, really anchoring into the earth. So that's something as well that sometimes they can have a tough time doing. But yeah, it was definitely, oh, the other thing that was really kind of crazy is, so not only are you dealing with, like, old soul contracts, but you're also dealing with the new soul contracts. So I'd be going and doing stuff, and I'd be working with, like, other healers. Sometimes we would do, like, some big earth mission, and I'd be saying something because I'm able to see, like, a lot, and someone maybe, like, hadn't seen that something was attached in what way. And then they were like, oh, what's that? And then they only had one, and they're like, oh, how many did you? And I was like, oh, 5,000. And I was like, how did I find? And it's like, well, you're literally, the soul came in and was like, no, this has got to go. This has got to go. This has got to go. So in my healing journey, you know, for years, I didn't eat very healthy. I definitely drank a lot. Me personally, I don't touch alcohol at all, but, like, back then. And so it was like I had to go through a big detox. And that was me then seeing, very clairvoyantly seeing, all these off-world beings, like, in certain parts of the body. And I didn't understand. But that's when I started realizing that it's all these different, like, service to self beings that are, they're the ones living off of this, like, the lower frequency, they're, you know, which you would call disease of some sort or ailments or something. They're, like, living off that. And I couldn't understand where I would be doing, like, 1 week, and then I'd be going into the blood, and I'm like, it's never stopping. And then I just realized it was the detox year, you know?
Wow. I just got so much out of that. I really appreciated it. And I think you gave some points, some tips that people can really use. The grounding, I think, is huge. You know, this walk-in soul and really anchoring in. It's a way to start to be here. And of course, Mother Earth will mulch and heal. She's incredible. And also this idea of the parasites. I mean, there's so much for me that was connected to that. And so I'm going to keep that for me, because you and I could tell we could do a long show. There's a lot of fascination here. I do want to ask you about what you've mentioned, who comes in for you, these Arcturian, these Syrian elders, along with the Council of Seven, to guide, to support your healing work. What is that relationship like? How does that manifest? And when you do what you do, soon for us, activation, healing, all of this, whatever comes through you, I'm here for it. How will we interact? How will they know us? Or what does that feel like? All of that.
So the Arcturian and Syrian elders are what I work with the Thera healing, and it's about 5,000 Arcturian Syrian elders. So it varies per person, but most likely it's a feeling from the heart, like a cracking and, like, just this love from the heart. So I work with different sounds and different tones, light language that comes through, but a lot of it is working with the hands and, like, this particular with peace signs.
Yeah.
and placing them in different parts. So I'll be asking you or telling you to put, like, place your hands in certain areas. So you're going to feel almost like currents of energy, or some people might see some things. Some people might, it just depends, but it's almost like a big weight will be lifted off of your shoulders in some capacity, because for each and every person, it's what's needed for their highest expression, for their highest alignment. So there might just be some things that, you know, maybe you've been feeling tired for the last number of weeks, years, who knows? And that's going to be clearing and decluttering different parts. So that's what comes through, like that knowing and the channeling. And it's beautiful. It's like, it's just a very wise, very grounding, like very loving. Because I've channeled, you know, different types of beings, but it's like the Arcturian and Sirian elders are just wise. There's just the wise, and like they can cut through all the filters, all the layers. There's just, yeah, it's just a beautiful feeling. So your feeling will be a lot.
That sounds great. And even the piece about being tired, you know, I was just in a very quick trip to Vancouver, Canada from California. And I went up there. There was a film company that wanted to interview me for a documentary. So it was literally flying in, flying out. Not typically hard. It's only a 3-hour flight, but I was in the airport so much, and customs, even with a TSA global entry card, you know, it was what it was, but that was a lot. It was, and I find coming back, I'm exhausted. And that's not typical for me. I'm a Energizer bunny. So I'm looking forward to this and whatever else gets delivered that's coming up. And so I'm going to pause here, my friends. We're going to go a little deeper into this work. First, I've got a free gift for you, for those who would like to find out, where are you from in the galaxy? What do you relate to? Yeah, we've got a great gift for you. It's a starseed report and a video. We go through many species, and you start to see your proclivities, your strengths, your weaknesses, physicality, what career you're probably attracted to, and other things. Definitely check it out at debbiedashinger.com/starseed. Remember, it's so funny. People write so many comments under these shows. Doesn't matter how many times I say my name is Debbie with an I, they still write. They must, I don't know if they're dictating, but it's still, they put an E. Don't put it there. I'm Debbie. And the last name is D-A-C-H. It's Austrian. D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R.com/starseed. My gift to you. Discover your galactic origins. Also, if you are ready, I'm just putting together the next shamanic healing. You folks know I do want one a month. I am so excited for this one, because this last month I did animal spirit medicine. And by the way, if you ever want to purchase the replay, you can. It had a lot of timeline shifts on it. Very powerful. This one, I'm going to honor the new moon. There's a lot of moon medicine going on this month of October. So I'm honoring the new moon on October 21st. You can join at debbiedashinger.com/healing. debbiedashinger.com/healing. And drum roll, me and Kirstie, my guests today, are two of the amazing speakers who are going on the adventure of a lifetime, a cruise aboard the Celebrity Cruise Line. We'll talk about it a little more later. We're going to Greece and Turkey. I've never been. It is about time. So if you're wanting to book your cabin, do so, please. Last year, the cabins did sell out. So you don't want to wait, because the cutoff is December 8th. It's coming up. And this is mysteryschool@sea.com. Link will be in the description. This is March 2026. Some of the speakers: Laura Eisenhower, Geraldine Orozco, Debbie Solaris, Vivian Chavez, Judy Weaver, Vincent Jenna, me, Kirstie, and Neil Gore. So it's going to be beautiful. And folks, finally, if this conversation, Dare to Dream, so many of you tune in week to week, please hype the videos. It helps. Your support by subscribing, by liking, commenting, hyping, it helps us reach more starseeds and lightworkers around the globe. We want to feel supported by the community, just like you receive this for free. So within the next 7 days after I publish a video, you have the option to hype it, especially on YouTube, but you can find me on every podcast platform, Rumble, Spotify, radio, all of it. And you can hype up to 3 times a week. So please do it. It'll be your gratitude back. And I already appreciate it and send you love for it. So now we are done with that section. I'm going to bring Kirsty back on and let us know if there's an activation, healing, a light language that you're feeling for us.
Yeah. So we're going to do a little taster of some Thera healing and really dive into the heart chakra.
Beautiful. Yeah. And anything we need to know about how you get into it, if it's quiet or if it's like this.
So if everybody wants to rub their palms together, place both hands on their heart center, take a nice deep inhale, breathing in love, and exhaling. And now having your hands like peace signs, like the peace signs, and placing those peace fingers over your heart center. Maybe moving your body a little bit from side to side. Kuunta. Kuunta. Ki'iya. Ko'oya. Ko'unta. Ta 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 ta. Shu. Kihanta. Kohanta. Kohanta. Ku. Placing both peace fingers on the shoulders. Kuunta ta 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 kaata kaata kuunta kuunta shu kuunta ta 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 shu kia kuunta shu releasing shu releasing kaanta. Tuya, kia, maybe wiggling your feet. Kuunta ta 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 shu. Visualizing a violet flame coming up from the base of your spine. Shu. Up, 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 up to the top of your head. Kuunta ta 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 shu kiinka tu 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 sintaka taka shu kihanta. You may feel tingling. Shu ta 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 shu. Rubbing your palms together, placing the peace fingers on your temples. Shu. Kuunta ta 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 ku ku o to o to 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 kihanta ta 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 koya shu 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 kia shu 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 dissolving shu releasing shu releasing shu. Breathing in love with every inhale. Imagining an emerald flame and stepping through the emerald flame. Ku unta ta 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 suntaya ta ta kuyana ta ta ya tosan ta ta koyan ta 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 toyan ta 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 koyan ta 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 shoo. Placing your peace fingers, one on the solar plexus, so just at the bottom of the ribcage, and one, so your left hand on the solar plexus, the right hand at the top of your forehead where the hairline and the forehead meet. Breathing in deeply. And then on your next inhale, holding at the top for as long as you can, and then exhaling. Tapping the back of your neck with your peace fingers, maybe where the back and the neck meet, all along the back, up to the base of your head, tapping up the back of your head, tapping the top of your crown. Shuk unta ta 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 shun ta 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 ta. Releasing, 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 releasing. Grounding. Grounding. Kanta. Kihanta sunta ta 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 shunta. Placing your peace fingers on your throat chakra. Placing your fingers like this, like the OK symbol here, and placing it over your eyes. Releasing, 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 letting go, letting go, letting go, kihanta, kuhunna. Ta 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 ta. Thinking of something that you love or someone that you love dearly. Breathing this in. On your hips, left and right hip. Kun ta 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 ta. Releasing, 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 releasing. Kun ta 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 ta. Kan ta 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 ta. Tu ya. Moving your body from side to side. Releasing, 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 releasing. Releasing, 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 releasing. Shuk unta ta 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 tuhanta tuhsanta ta 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 shunta. Upgrading. Upgrading. Upgrading, 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 upgrading. Kihanta. Kohanta. Tusunta ta 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 shu. Ki sunta ta 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 shunta. Ki un ta 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 shu. Ki un ta 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 ta. Kuyan ta ta. Kuyan ta ta. Kiyan ta ta. Koyan ta. Rubbing your palms together, placing both hands on your heart center, and breathing in love. There you go.
That was quite beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. How are you feeling?
Super, like amazing. Yeah. I was, you know, the throat one was really interesting to me. Yeah, I just had a very interesting, you know, and plus where I was putting my fingers, I was like, yeah, no. And then I put them like right on the literal throat and throat chakra. And I was like, oh yeah, it's like locked in there. And I just had, you know, all these, oh, that's very interesting thinking about, like, I've been breathing through my mouth a lot at night. Not good, not good at all, which makes no sense because my nose is clear. But it's just become sort of this strange habit my body's doing. And so I was able to like be relaxed enough to feel things like, oh, this could use some adjustment, and what was going on here that is so connected to here and here. Right. Yeah, that was beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, there's a lot of deep work that happens in the Thera session, and it's felt, like I said, it works continuously, so it continues to upgrade as you move forward and for your highest alignment. And it really gets rid of like a lot of the gunk in a very quick amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So cool. Energy healing, man. It's the way to go. I'm so happy you're doing that. I want to go back to something you brought up earlier, which I've heard before, but I also think is a really important conversation. And you mentioned that 85% of cancer is linked to parasites. Say a little bit more about that. I want to know more about that. Like, what parasites are they specific? Are they different for every type of cancer or person, et cetera?
So parasites in all forms, what happens is the parasite makes the hole for other off-worldly beings to come in and wreak havoc on the body. So it's something that can be possibly seen in the physical, these types of parasites, or they can be etherical, it could be astral. There's a whole bunch of different varieties. But in my understanding, what we call cancer or certain diseases, they are these lower frequency beings that are coming through these holes that, which are caused by the parasites. So the parasite is the one that's like, hey, here's the door, come on in. So that's why it's so important to really get to the root of them. When I started learning about this, I did a collective light language video, a light language video for clearing parasites. So that can be found on my YouTube channel and also, you know, my social media pages. And I also did another one kind of back to back, a light language video to clear heavy metal. Because there's just a lot of stuff in the environment, but the biggest finding that still is kind of just shocking, I mean, it makes sense, but these off-worldly beings are the service to self beings that are the ones that are every cancer is kind of different, but there's groups of beings that are the off-worldly beings that are like metastasize, you know, that are causing whatever you want to term, low frequency beings, you can go into specific, you can go into specifics. Because, and that's something that I found very fascinating, because I kept seeing these like beings when I was doing energy healings and coming, like, say, out of the blood, like, because I can see stuff and I can see a lot of stuff that most people cannot. And I kept asking, like, why am I seeing all these beings in people's bodies? Like, I thought, you know, like you talk about, you know, let's say the grays, you're like, oh, I've heard of them. They're over there. Okay, maybe there's family lineage connection of some sort. Okay, no, but they're actually partly responsible for, you know, siphoning people. So I'm like, why am I seeing these in the blood? And that part to me was shocking. But it is the holes, essentially. And you could think of the holes as, like, say you have a low immune system. Say you're constantly catching things. There's a deeper root to that. And more often than not, it is something to do with parasites, number one. And the second, which is a big factor, is unreleased emotions. So that's what we're doing when we're diving into the shadow side. Like, not only are we clearing these emotions, whether it be from this life, past life, but we're also getting rid of that stuff. Like, I remember I went through something really heavy, and I felt like some big thing was, like, being pulled out of me, because I feel a lot. And I heard, you just cleared Parkinson's, but it wasn't from, like, the now, you know, it was from a future, like a high likelihood that that was going to continue down that path. And then the other thing that I heard, this was actually when it was just before the Starseed conference. I'd flown into LA and I was staying there for, I think I was staying there for a couple weeks before we went down to San Diego. And I remember I was doing some big, heavy clearing, and I had no idea what it was. And by the end, it felt like something had come through my rib. It was like the biggest thing that I felt like I'd ever cleared. And I heard at the end, you just cleared myocarditis. That's a ticking time bomb in a lot of people. And I had had the first vaccine. And I realized, like, I was going to different, like, events and, like, making sure that that path is never going to come into fruition. So that's what I was diving deep and learning about. But it is interesting to note, you know, we talk about all these different beings, but we don't realize actually how much that they are impacting people when it comes to disease.
Absolutely. Oh, my. Thank you for that. That's so interesting. Because you're right, we think of these beings almost in a physical form, although they're so advanced, they're mostly really energetic. But still, energetically, you know, this reminds me of a conversation I had with Tyler Ellison. Tyler, the last time he was on this show, he channels a Sasani being called Ryaga. And I was asking him about what's in the earth, because I'm kind of obsessed with the ant beings or the ant people and wanting to learn more about that, which is connected to the Hopis. So you might feel some of that. And he was saying, oh, there's so many beings that live in inner earth. Well, you know, this is energetic. A lot of them you wouldn't see, and they come and go through portals. But I will say one of them is the reptilians. Now, we all know they are not all bad reptilians. There are many, like there are many different types of humans and doctors and lawyers and singers, good, bad, in the gray area. So it is with the reptilians. But he was saying there are also a species, a type of reptilian that live in inner earth. What do? They attach to people, humans whose emotional frequency, mental frequency, their vibration is low. So that's literally like a buffet for them. They not only eat that and get excited by it, but then they attach to the human. And the Sasani were explaining it in a way, they don't look at it like, oh, that's so bad of them to be around to do it. They're saying there should be an awareness of humans that you might want to consider raising what you think and feel, clearing, healing, you know, doing the work, doing the energetic work so that your vibration will be such that nothing wants to attach to you, but that is who they be.
Well, that is interesting because when I first, like, I was in Thailand and I went to Laos, I was there for a few days and I saw everything there. Like, I don't know. It was like right when I went to the different country, it was like, I could see stuff and I was like, I saw, and I didn't know what I was seeing at first. 'Cause obviously you kind of have to kind of figure out what it means. Everybody sees things differently. I saw these little like dinosaur creature things, which they were reptilian beings, all these beings on the back. And I saw it in like a, almost like a cartoon way. On the back of every single person that I was walking past and sitting, and they were like little backpacks. In the, and I was like, what am I seeing? And then it was like, oh, they're just attached to them. They're like controlling the vehicle. They don't have any idea. And I was like, that is wild. And then when I went to LA, I saw so much that I was like shocked. But I had the ability to see these particular beings. And the ones that are not good, when they're seen, they're not allowed to stay, you know? But it is, and it's funny that you mentioned the ant people, because I had definitely some learnings when I was in Mexico and learning all about that as well. We can chat about that on another time, but it's yes, step into, you know, your sovereignty, that aspect, absolutely, and being like, follow that spark of joy, what brings joy to your heart, that like you will get the breadcrumbs, and start kind of doing that dance, that sacred dance with the universe and going and flowing. But then, you know, there's that shadow aspect that we each like, maybe some people are, they avoid that side, but it's the areas that you may not want to look, those are the areas where those things can like, there's like, they hide under the rug. And it's like, you just want to go look, shine the light, kind of deal with that. Be like, no, you can't be there. So that was kind of a fun learning about all that stuff. 'Cause I was like, and that was also a combination of just a learning, but B, with the old soul clearing out house. But also having the ability to know and see all that, which I'm very grateful for. And also to teach and to help others in the same way, like being in that full sovereignty. But it's interesting.
It is interesting. And it sounds like you had to go through a lot to pave the way for what you were going to do for people. Because I think there's a different level of understanding and compassion, seeing, being a seer like you are, that exists, that isn't typically there. Somebody just goes into a career or, you know, especially as a healer. I do think most of us have had big wounds to supersede and heal on our path before getting here, that makes us into all of who we are as a compassionate person, a caring person, and a healer. Yeah, it's powerful stuff. So where can we find you? What do you have coming up? What's going to be new in the world of Kirsty Lauren?
So in a few weeks, November 1st to November 5th, I'm going to be in Thailand. I'm facilitating a retreat there in the Southern Islands. And that's going to be 5 days of doing upgrades. It's the Divine Feminine Returning Home Retreat. So it'll be Kundalini, breathwork, sound healing, light language activations, Thera healing, as well as 3 wonderful excursions. The one that I'm really, really, really excited about is we will be swimming with dolphins in the ocean. And I'm very, very, very connected with dolphins. When I am out in the ocean, they usually find me. I have swam with wild dolphins, and just that was the message. So that's one of the excursions that we'll be doing. And I'm very, very excited. Thailand was a place that I lived for almost a year and a half. And I had such a very profound awakening journey there. The light there is incredible. Like, it was quite an interesting time coming back to North America, because it's like you feel like you're getting nutrients from the sun when you're just out there, and the earth, it just feels like home. So that's my next thing. And then I do have a retreat coming up in the spring in Mount Shasta. And then, of course, we have the cruise, which I'm very excited about. I'm so excited about. I'll be doing an activation to help people connect with ancient Greece and Turkey. And so hopefully they'll be able to see and, like, you know, just get more upgrades and, like, learn more about their past life when we're walking around. So
that is so cool, because I keep getting these downloads that the attendees to Mystery School at Sea Cruise, and us, by the way, any of the amazing presenters, that we're going to start having past life experiences, being there, being in these ancient sites, that stuff is going to get kicked up, remembrances, knowings, integrations. Oh, I love that you're sharing this and that you're even going to help for people who start receiving things, whether you're on the ship or on land or both. You know, sometimes people get things like this and they sit there with it and go, what do I do with this? Sometimes we get this and, like, whoa, this makes so much sense. So the integration piece, alignment piece, that's beautiful.
Kirsten. Yeah, that's what I was called to do my workshop on, because also there are some people, and it's not going to happen because this is going to be just such a beautiful cocoon. So everything's going to be in the most beautiful light possible. But there are some aspects where some people, they go to a different country and maybe they get sick or something, you know? And so this is like, they're going to be in this cocoon, this crystalline bubble. And so they're going to receive the gifts for their highest alignment and for the mission that we're doing, because we're doing a beautiful grid working earth mission.
So important right now. Mm-hmm. Wow. Are you, I don't know why I keep feeling this, but you know, just a thought, but it would be so cool if while you're on the ship, you also paint, but this time kind of paint the experience. Maybe you could have it somewhere in the room so we could see it as it's coming along.
That's
right? And that's the visual representation for all of us of this beautiful collective community we're going to build on the ship and on the land excursions. And also I think the very spiritual experiences we're going to have, because we have profound people speaking, you know, like yourself.
That's a beautiful idea. I'm sold on that one. That's like, I saw the vision already. I'll just be there painting everybody what they're doing, their transmissions and their.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Oh, it comes through like the coats, right? Because my painting's very, for those that don't know, it's got layers. Like it's got, when someone looks at my painting, which there's, you can see that on my website, but it's got like 15 layers. It's crazy. Like all the details, it's like layer after layer after layer after layer. So there's so many codes that are encoded in that painting. And so to think about doing that in the room while everybody's doing what they're doing is actually very, very cool.
Yes. I'm there for it. I see it too. And for folks who are interested, that's Mystery School at Sea. Of course, it's SEA, like the ocean. MysterySchoolAtSea.com. Listen, if you feel the call, all you need to do is leave a deposit. Very, very important that you get this if you want to join us, because they are going to cut it off. December 8th is the official cutoff. However, we have been told that if they should sell rooms, all the cabins allotted to us before then, it is done. It is done. So make sure you get your deposit in there. We are so excited because you get to eat dinner with us, spend time with us, be on the excursions with us. It's a different level than being at an event where you see someone on stage and maybe you want to chat with them or connect with them, and that can't happen. But here you're basically all living together in the ocean. And I have to say, didn't you think the Celebrity Cruise Line, they were wonderful, because we did it together last year to the Yucatan.
It was amazing.
Very luxurious, very, like, food-wise, no matter what you eat. And it's funny because events like, I think, very spiritual UFO ET events, there's always people. I'm a vegetarian. I'm a vegan. I'm everybody's got a something. You can bring your something. And like, you can eat any way you want on the ship, which I love too. There's restaurants, there's the buffet, there's a sit down dinner with menus. You can take yourself out to international restaurants and have an experience. There's so much you can do. Plus there's entertainment on the ship. If you ever want to go do that, that's really fun too. And lots of amazing music.
Go
My
ahead.
favorite thing was, because I'd never been on a cruise. I fly a lot, but because I'm like, oh, I want to get there, I want to experience the place, right? And this, it was one of my most favorite trips, A, because of the group, number one, but B, it was awesome because we'd be going to a different city or a different port, and you just wake up and you're there. You don't have to like pack your suitcase. It was just like you go to sleep and you're there. And I just thought that was so brilliant for like, because you don't have to like go from Airbnb to Airbnb, you know, like with when you're going to all the different cities. It was just there. So that
That
was
is
just a
so
magical
true.
experience too.
Very magical. I completely agree with you. You get there, you don't have to worry about your luggage. The porter brings it to your cabin. You hang everything up, put it away. That's it for the next 11 days, period. I think it's 10 days, 11 nights, or whatever it is, 11 days, 10 nights. But you don't have to touch a thing. But there you are in Greece. There you are in another place in Greece, Turkey, all these places. And all you do, you bring what you want to wear, or anything extra, backpack, whatever you fanny pack, all of it. It just makes it so easy to navigate all of this. And I thought it was so sweet when they gave us water too. We're running out water, so we had water for our excursions. I mean, they really took good care of us. And of course, Neil Gore, his real name is Gore, and Susan Shumsky, who head this up, do a beautiful job of taking care of us. And then you meet, like, I still have friends from that experience. I got to know people who, like, I listen to your show. It is so cool to meet you. This is great.
Yeah, it was a family. Like it happened too, where I think it was Alan was saying at the beginning, he was like, "It the experience is gonna go like it's gonna seem like you're it's just gonna be like blink," and it was life changing. It was like we went through a portal. Oh, and we went through the Bermuda Triangle the two times, so that was also really fun. But you go through, it was just incredible. It was so incredible. And then we did like the rooftop excursions when we were doing the CE5. It was just so much fun.
And there's going to be music, by the way. Rob and I are going to do another concert. And I
Yay!
know Neil and Flo of Flo Karuna are going to do their thing, which is just so fun. And I've been talking to Neil also, like, oh, it'd be so cool if we do like a karaoke night or something, just get everybody up doing their thing. We always find a way to dance. So it's going to be a celebration of life. If you need to raise your vibration and not have any attachments, nothing untoward, right, on you. This is a great way to bring up your vibe. So join us, please. This is your warm invitation. And it's not up to us how long that invitation is open. There is so much interest in this. So do go to Mystery School at SEA, Mystery School at C.com. Join us. And Kirsty, what are you next dare to dream? This is Dare to Dream. What are your future dreams and goals?
My future dream is that I'm able to clear and help heal the planet from disease through my therahealing so that it becomes mainstream and the things that people are inundated with all the different aspects of their life, they are healed and cleared from all of that, from those off-worldly beings that are service to self beings. That's my dream.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Debbie.
I end today's show with this reminder, as Kirsty reminded us, true healing comes from clearing the root, reclaiming our light from hidden patterns, parasites, and shadows. So when we integrate the wisdom of the elders, align with higher codes, and embrace our multidimensional nature, we unlock the freedom to live fully in our soul's truth. This has been Dare to Dream, the podcast meant for curious souls connecting with extraterrestrial life, higher dimensions, and ancient shamanic wisdom. Next week on the show, I'm speaking with Geraldine Orozco, a UFO abductee who was abducted 8 times and was part of a top secret alien hybrid breeding program. She's got many hybrid ET slash her human children out there in the world. So be sure to join us next week. Subscribe, hype, Write comments on this number one transformational conversation. I am so grateful that you joined us today. I hope you got so much out of it. And sending you all love and the very highest vibrations possible.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, your number one transformation conversation.